Yes, thanks for taking my call. And my question is, sometimes I have a hard time determining where to draw the line on taking action. In other words, I know Jesus at one point is talking about turning the other cheek and giving the shirt and walk a mile and the extra mile. And on the other hand, he got a little angry in the temple and started, you know, showing it that he was displeased with what was going on in God's house. And, you know, and I wonder things like everything from, if someone asks you for money and you think they're going to go spend it on something that they shouldn't be spending it on, to withhold, as, or even to something on the other end of the spectrum, like, should we have even fought World War II? I mean, was it evil to fight, or should we? Of course we had to fight because these people might just, you know, take over the world. Sometimes I have trouble with trying to decide when to take action and not to take action.
Now, you've asked several good questions, Mark. Let me see if I can address a couple of those. I struggled with those same issues until a scholar explained to me that Jesus is talking about interpersonal relationships when he says, turn the other cheek.
Mm-hmm.
When he went into the temple, he was acting against the government and against the religious institution for their, you know, bad behavior in making the temple of God a marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
In our interpersonal relationships, we turn the other cheek. All government cannot turn the other cheek when somebody kills or steals. They can't just say, well, we're going to let you go. Because then you have anarchy and chaos and bedlam in society. There must mm-hmm. be punishment. But as Christians dealing with each other and in our families and in our social relationships, retaliation just breeds vengeance. Things get worse. It's like Gandhi was coined saying one time, if the whole world lives by the parable of an eye for an eye, then soon the whole world is blind. when it comes to governments, the Lord laid down a different set of guidelines for governments in their relationships to each other. And that's when you start to look at the civil laws that you find both in the New and the Old Testament. Christ was dealing with interpersonal relationships in Matthew 5, verse 39, when he said that.
Okay, well then a quick follow-up. If you're in a situation and it's a corrupted situation, should you fight it? I mean, of course you should, but I mean, I need a little
help
on this one.
We don't fight, Paul says, the way the devil fights. We have mighty armaments, but they're spiritual. Sometimes the way to fight is with kindness. You overcome evil with good. Never are we encouraged to overcome evil with evil.
Right.
And sometimes it is important for Christians to voice in a loving way their objections. I think that there's a time when someone may be living a prodigal life and a Christian is doing them harm by supporting them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I often drive by people who are holding out signs saying, you know, we'll work for food. And I used to be a street person. I used to panhandle and live on the streets. And I know that a lot of those people, their lives are all destroyed by drugs. And you don't want to encourage them in their prodigal lives. So I'm very discriminating before I give money to somebody to make sure it's really going to help them and not hurt them. So you ask that question also, you know, how far do you go in helping a person if they're going to misuse what you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
You have to pray for grace.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Good question.